Antonia, and today we're going to focus on our bodies with appreciation and love and gratitude. We're going to scan through our whole bodies and contemplate all of the appreciation that we have. How often do we take our bodies for granted? How many of us complain about aches and pains, complain about what's not working, without honoring all that is working all the time in our bodies? How many of us appreciate our bodies as beautiful and whole, even with all of our limitations, pains, flaws, things we might see as flaws? So what I would like for you to do is go to a place that you'll have some uninterrupted time, probably about 15 minutes or so, give or take. It could be in the bathroom, it could be in your car, wherever you can go to have uninterrupted time. So pause this if you need to and find that place that is an honoring and sacred space, even if you're just parked on the side of the road in your car. You're going to bring this sacred space to you through your intentions. Okay, so now you're in a place where you are alone and you'll have some uninterrupted time. What I'd like you to do is sit down or lay down, whatever you prefer. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Focus on how the breath feels in your nose as you inhale. How does the breath feel when it moves through your throat into your lungs, expanding your chest? How does it feel as you exhale, releasing that air? I appreciate, I'm grateful. Now what we're going to do is start from the bottoms of our feet and work our ways up and in. So, as we go through the body parts, you can look at them, or if you keep your eyes closed through this meditation, you can just focus all of your attention and energy and thoughts to that body part. Starting with our feet, the soles of our feet, the bottoms of our toes, all the joints and bones that allow movement in our feet, that allow our feet to balance our weight, our full feet, allowing us to walk, to stand if we can. And as we go through all of this meditation, if there's something that you don't have or that you can't do, just focus on the appreciation that you do have for what you do have and can do. So, our whole feet, the movement of our feet, and that movement brings us to the ankle as well. Our ankles allow us to balance. Moving up to our shins and calves, all of our lower legs. I'm grateful. I appreciate. With each body part, say to yourself in your head, I am thankful for that part. I am grateful. I appreciate. I love it. Whatever word works best for you to honor. Now moving up to our knees. Knees that can be so problematic for some of us. But knees that can allow us to bend our legs and to straighten our legs. To get in and out of our car. To get in and out of a wheelchair if we need one. Our knees that allow us to jump and dance if we can. I am grateful. I appreciate. Moving up our legs to our thighs, our quads, our hamstrings, all of the muscles in our legs, our upper legs that are so powerful. And that femur bone, the thickest bone in our body. Our thighs, just the way they are today. I am grateful. I appreciate. Think about your skin that covers all, not just your feet and your legs, but your entire body, keeping out what needs to stay out. Allowing us to cool our bodies. This giant organ that encapsulates all of us. Now moving up to our hip flexors. Our hips that allow us to rotate, swivel and turn, run. Pelvis, what gratitude do you have for your sexual organs? Just the way they are today. Our butt. Functions and also the muscles in our butt that allow us to sit, stand, move our legs, that holds our weight. Our abdomen. I appreciate. Your abdomen has most likely changed through the years. Your belly. Regardless of the changes, be present to what it is today. Appreciate it. Our hips. I appreciate, I'm grateful. Lower back. Another one that can be so problematic for so many. I appreciate my lower back allowing me to sit upright. Holding so much. And that, think about your spine. All the way shooting up straight into your brain. And then down from your brain all the way down to your lower back. sending those messages from your brain that need to go, and vice versa, allowing reflexes for our legs, our arms, any parts of our bodies. Your middle back. And your upper midsection in the front, just below your chest. I appreciate our breasts, if you're a woman, our chest, our nipples. No matter the changes that your body has gone through, the maladies, the pain, what are you grateful for today, for how your body is today? Your rib cage. Your shoulder blades. Allowing us to move our arms, our upper back. Allowing us to move our arms and sit up straight. Lift things. And then our shoulders flowing down to our upper arms, the muscles that allow us to move and pick things up. Pick up a child if you have a child. Pick up any belongings of yours. Pet your dogs. Show love to a loved one. Movements, oh, so many movements that start with your upper arms. Our elbows. I appreciate our forearms. I'm grateful. Wrists that allow us to move in such delicate, fine ways. Our fingers, whether they have arthritis, or whether they move fluidly. All the movement and muscles and tendons and bones that allow our fingers to move, our thumbs. Now as we go back up our arms, think about the blood that's inside. Pumping oxygen throughout our bodies. Follow your arms all the way up past the shoulders and into the neck. That neck holding the weight, that heavy weight of our head, allowing us to twist and turn. I appreciate. I'm grateful. Our jaw, our chin, allowing movement so we can chew, so we can talk. And then think of your swallowing, your tongue, your gums, your teeth, your taste buds. And as you swallow, think about the inside of your throat. I appreciate. I'm grateful. Moving to our cheeks. Our ability to smile and show emotion. Negative or positive, frowning, scowling. All the emotions that show up on our face. Our noses, ability to smell. What are you grateful for about your nose, the way it is? Our cheekbones, our eyes, our eyelashes, our eyebrows, the ability to see, to open our eyes and close our eyes and to cry, our forehead, our hair. I am grateful. And as you move across the back of your head, up to the top and the crown of your head, and diving into our brains, thinking about all the blood, with that oxygenated blood that our arteries pump out to throughout our bodies into our brains, and our veins that carry it back, our heart that never stops, our lungs, all of our organs, our kidneys, our liver, they process through all that blood. I appreciate. I'm grateful. Of course, I left out parts of our bodies. And as you sit in silence, think about the parts of the bodies, the cells, all sorts of different parts of our bodies that I didn't mention and that you're grateful for. Remind yourself every day if you can, but at least right now, the gratitude that you have for your body the way it is today. And tomorrow, if your body changes, if you have a chronic illness that is paining you, that is a struggle, if you have cancer that is reproducing in your body, if you have anxiety, if you have back pain, no matter what maladies that you have, think about all the good in your body. Honor, appreciate, and have gratitude for every part of your body as it is today. Thank you.